Hello there, and welcome to the recording for the children in Ignite, who are from reception age all the way up to year six. I hope you're well, and this is the recording for Sunday, the 9th of May. And just to remind you that I was saying that May is a great month. It's a great month of possibilities of where things may happen, but we have to put them into action. We have to decide how things are going to go. So, you know, you need to look out for these possibilities and make them reality. So, before we go any further, let's do our little quiz and see whether you can guess the country I'm thinking of. Okay, for 6 points. This place is where the following people were born: Sir Isaac Newton, Charles Darwin, Stephen Hawking, and William Shakespeare. That's quite an easy question for 6 points, isn't it? Okay, this country for 5 points has its warmest month is July, and the coldest months are January and February. For 4 points, the flag of this country is a thin red cross on white background. For 3 points, 71.7% of the population are Christian. 3.1% are Muslim. 1.1% are Hindu, and Sikhs, Jews, and Buddhists are under 1%. With 14% of people saying they have no religion or they do not practice any religion. For 2 points, this country shares its borders with Wales and Scotland. And for 1 point, the capital of this country is London. Did you guess which country I was thinking of? I wonder how well you did. I was thinking of England, of course. Now, officially, we are part of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland. And the countries within this group are England, Ireland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. So, well, Northern Ireland is a separate country, still part of the European Union. Yeah, and I found that really, really interesting. The national flag of England is the St. George's Cross, and the Tudor Road is the national flower, and the Three Lions flag is the national coat of arms. So, yeah, there we have it. Right, so today we're looking at the miracles that Jesus did while he was here on earth, and this is for Sunday the 9th of May. As I said before, the miracle we are looking at today is found in the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 40, from verse 40. And the Bible says, this is when Jesus healed a leper. And this is the reading. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. Right, quite an interesting little story, this one. I mean, they all are, but you know. Okay, so just a couple of words in there that I want to explain, just in case, to help with our understanding. So if you already know this, you know, just bear with me a minute. So the man that came to Jesus had leprosy. And this is a disease that can very, very quickly and easily pass on from one person to another. Having just gone through COVID and all of that, we know how important it is not to spread disease from one person to another person, because sometimes it can kill. Now, leprosy is a very difficult disease because it makes your body sort of wear down, especially your arms and legs. And your fingers and toes get worn away so that they are smoothed over instead of being individually sort of mapped out so that you can hold things. So a person with leprosy did not die immediately. They lived for a long time. And as they lived, even their noses or the parts of their bodies that stick out would be worn away. And because leprosy is very, very contagious, they would not be able to live with their family members. Otherwise, they would catch it as well. And even in Jesus' day, people with leprosy were sent out of the town to live somewhere else on their own. And if they were to go in the town, they would have to ring a bell to say and say, unclean, unclean, which meant that they were unclean and people could not touch them or come near them. So it was something that would affect a person on a lot of levels. I mean, they couldn't have friends, they couldn't have to be with their families, they couldn't hug anybody. It was really difficult if somebody had leprosy. And in Jesus's day, if a man had leprosy, he couldn't work because, as I say, he couldn't go into society. So he wouldn't be able to earn money, he wouldn't be able to get married or have children. It would be really, really difficult. So it didn't just make people unclean, it made them untouchable. It made them very difficult to work with. And leprosy is still around now. We've had at St. Bon Baptist Church, when we could have, we had an evening service with somebody come and talk to us from the Leprosy Society. And they wanted us to support them in prayer, but also to provide money if we could, to help them with the work that they were doing. So they were telling us about that. And it was very, very interesting. And unfortunately, it's still a disease that is out there. There is no cure for it. But they are experimenting and doing lots of different things. So we can just pray that God helps that to work. So this man had leprosy. And this reminds me of a time that maybe we might have a bad reputation with people. Maybe people don't want to be friends with us, or they don't want to come near us, or they say horrible things about us, or they separate themselves from us for some reason or the other. And knowing kids and schools and other things, you know, it could be simple reasons like maybe they don't like your hairstyle, or they don't like the color of your skin, or it could be anything, couldn't it? So that would separate you from people, or the people that you want to be close to. And so we can identify with this man. We can sort of see where this man is coming from. And he comes to Jesus and he says, "If you are willing, you will make me clean." And then the Bible says that Jesus is indignant. And I had to look up what indignant meant. So you might not know what it means. It means someone is feeling or showing anger or annoyance, or because what they see is unfair treatment. So Jesus felt that it was unfair for this man to have leprosy, and that it wasn't the right thing for him to do, to have, because, and it made him angry, and it made him annoyed that this man was in this position. And maybe it was even the fact that this man came begging to Jesus, because, and he says, "If you are willing, And then, because Jesus reaches out his hands and he touches the man and he says, I am willing. Just Jesus touching the man would have been unusual, because people that had leprosy, people very always ran away from them and certainly didn't want to touch them because they didn't want to get leprosy. But Jesus, in his annoyance and anger, you know, because I think he's angry that this man feels he has to beg him, because Jesus says, I am willing. So, you know, you don't have to beg somebody who is willing to do some work. You don't have to beg them to do that work. So I think Jesus might be a little bit angry that this man comes begging. And he's also angry at the situation that this man is in, where he's got leprosy. Touches him, and the Bible says immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. And then Jesus sent him off at once, saying, don't tell anyone about this, which was a bit strange, really, I felt, because it's like, why not? Why not tell of the great things that you're doing? Why not tell how amazing you are, Jesus? Why can't I shout it from the rooftops? And it makes me think that sometimes we don't understand all of the instructions that we get. There are times when maybe our parents have asked us to do something and we don't like it or we don't understand it. And then we go and do the opposite. But there are consequences, you know, there are things that come out of that. If we do that, it might make life difficult for other people, like we see in this story, that when this man went and was telling everybody about what Jesus had done, I don't think it was the right time for all that to happen. And so Jesus was then not able to walk in the town freely, and he wasn't able, he had to stay in lonely places. Even though people still came to find him, you know, he wasn't able to do the ministry that he wanted to do as well. So sometimes we might get instructions that we don't understand, and we have to try and follow them. So the lessons that I have said we can learn from here is that, one, Jesus is always interested in our story. The Bible tells us that when Jesus was speaking and he said, I stand at the door knocking, which means he's there eager. He's waiting for us. He's always interested in our lives, always interested in what is going on with us. The second thing is that Jesus doesn't like to see people that have been put down or oppressed by anything. He doesn't like, it makes him angry when we are not getting the best that we deserve. Or the things that he has died for us to get. That makes him really angry and annoyed and makes him indignant. Number three, it doesn't take a lot for Jesus to have a great life-changing impact in our lives. For him to do great things in our lives, it just took one word from him saying, be clean. That was all he needed to do. And for him to change our own situation, it doesn't take a lot. It just takes a simple expression and our complete faith for that to happen. And number four, we should listen to the information and follow it, even if we don't understand why. Like, this man didn't do that, and there were consequences for Jesus. He didn't listen to Jesus saying, don't tell everyone. But he decided he would go and tell everyone. And there was, you know, there were, unfortunately, it meant that Jesus could not do all the things that he wanted to do. So when we get information, we must listen and follow the directions that Jesus gives us. It is very, very important. Okay, so just hoping that you enjoyed looking at this lovely little miracle of Jesus healing a leper, which is what you call somebody who has leprosy. So stay blessed, and hope to speak to you again soon. Bye.